Muy buenas tardes. Un saludo al misionero Miguel Bermúdez Marín, allá en la congregación que pastorea el reverendo Daniel Carrera y todos
los
hermanos allí reunidos.
Greetings to missionary Miguel Bermúdez Marín, there in the congregation that pastors Reverend Daniel Carrera, and to all the brethren gathered there, and also to those who are connected through the Amazon satellite and through the Eutelsat 8 satellite in the different countries.
De este año 2025,
today, Friday, February 21st of this year 2025, our subject is
Dios,
the angels of God,
que fue predicado
that was preached
el 24 de agosto,
August 24th
del 2005,
of 2005
Potosí, México,
in San Luis Potosí, Mexico.
Y nos dice,
and it says,
esta porción de la escritura que
this portion of the scripture that Dr. William Soto read to us
en el Salmo 103,
in Psalm 103,
verso 19,
verse 19
adelante,
onwards,
dice,
it says,
Jehová estableció en los cielos
the Lord
su trono,
hath prepared his throne in heaven,
y su reino domina
and his
sobre
kingdom
todo.
Ruleth over all.
Ahí a la derecha dibuja
there on the right he draws the star of David.
Bendecid a Jehová,
bless the Lord,
vosotros sus ángeles,
ye his angels,
poderosos en fortaleza,
that excel in strength,
que ejecutáis su
that
palabra,
do his commandments,
obedeciendo a la voz de su
hearkening unto the voice of his word.
Bendecid a Jehová,
bless ye the Lord,
todos sus ejércitos,
all ye his hosts,
ministros suyos,
ye ministers of his, that do his
bendecid
pleasure.
A Jehová, vosotros,
bless the Lord,
todas sus obras,
all his works, in all places
de su señorío,
of his dominion.
Bendice, alma mía,
bless the Lord, all my soul.
Los ángeles de Dios.
The angels of God.
Asiento, si
you may be seated.
Nos dice en el mensaje,
it tells us in the message
la influencia de la dimensión celestial,
the influence of the heavenly
terrenal,
dimension over the earthly.
Predicado por el Dr. William Soto,
preached by
el
Dr. William Soto Santiago
mayo,
on Sunday, May
6, 2012,
in Calle, Puerto Rico, he says,
la vida del creyente,
the life
la vida
of every believer
creyente
in Christ
en esta tierra,
on this earth
es acompañada por ángeles
is
de Dios.
Accompanied by angels of God.
No estamos solos.
We are not alone.
El ángel del Señor,
the angel of God encamps around those who fear him and delivers them.
Ahí eso está en el Salmo,
that's there in the Psalm
34. Como el canto,
just like the song
que dice, no estamos solos,
that says that we are not alone.
Nuestro ángel nos vigila,
our angel watches over us.
Él nos cuida y nos guía,
and he cares for
y
us
dice,
and guides
toda
us.
Verdad,
it says in all truth.
Y dice, no estamos solos.
And it says, we are not alone.
He aquí el ángel,
behold,
ministrador,
the ministering angel.
Ahora vean, miren el Salmo 34.
Now notice, look, Psalm 34
es donde nos dice,
is where it tells us.
Verso 6,
verse 6,
este pobre clamó, y
this poor
Jehová,
man cried, and the Lord heard him,
todas sus angustias,
and saved him out of all his troubles.
El ángel de Jehová acampa alrededor de
the
los
angel
que le
of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him, and delivereth
sí,
them.
Aquí,
now, our brother William goes on to say,
William, ¿cuántas veces
how often
usted y yo hemos
have you and I gone through stages where we could lose our earthly life in an accident
algún otro problema,
or some other problem?
Aún
even
en el de
in the
madre,
womb of our mother,
si no nacíamos a tiempo,
if we were not born on time
mucho tiempo,
and had taken a long time, too long,
aquí,
we wouldn't be here.
Es importante que sepamos,
it's important
que no
for us
solos,
to know that we are not alone.
La dimensión celestial,
the heavenly dimension
nos acompaña,
accompanies
ángeles,
us with angels,
de ángeles,
hosts of angels,
a la iglesia
are accompanying the church
Cristo,
of the Lord Jesus Christ,
y todos los miembros
and all members
de la iglesia
of the church
Señor Jesucristo,
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
San Pablo,
Saint Paul
en algunas ocasiones,
said in some occasions,
el ángel del Señor me apareció,
the angel of the Lord appeared to me.
Y allí en la embarcación que estaba
and there, back
bajo
on the
una
ship
tormenta,
that was under a storm,
el ángel del Señor le apareció a
and
Pablo,
the angel of the Lord
dijo,
appeared to Paul and said to him,
será destruida,
although the ship will be destroyed,
romperá,
it will break,
de los que están en la
none of those on the
morirá,
ship will die.
Y eso se lo comunicó
and
a
he
todos
informed that to everyone on the boat.
Al capitán y todos los marineros y todos los presos the captain que iban and all the sailors en embarcación.
And all prisoners who were on that ship.
Estamos acompañados por las huestes
celestiales. We are accompanied by the heavenly host. Like the prophet Elisha, when he was surrounded by the Syrian army, during the night, Gehazi comes and wakes Elisha up and says to him, we are surrounded by the Syrian armies. Elisha says to him, that they be with us are more than those who are against us. In other words, be at peace. Perhaps in those moments, in that moment, Elisha was not seeing the heavenly host, but he knew that they were with him. And that is how it is with the ministry that God has placed in every prophet, in every age, and in every dispensation, and at this end time as well. Each person knows that he is backed by all the heavenly hosts.
Esa es la señal más grande.
Because that is the greatest sign God sends to earth, a prophet.
Por consiguiente,
therefore,
el cielo
all of heaven is on that messenger side.
Sigue diciendo,
it continues saying,
había visto quizás en otras ocasiones,
he had perhaps seen them on other occasions,
o había visto cuando Elías
that is, those
fue,
heavenly hosts, or had seen them when Elijah left. Arrestado. Was caught away or raptured.
Él, por medio de la palabra, sabía
through the word, he knew that he was accompanied by heavenly hosts.
Y ya
and
había
he had also already had the experience.
O sea que,
in other words,
él vio
when he saw that
a su padre espiritual,
his spiritual father,
Elías,
Elijah, leave,
él tuvo una experiencia
he had a very important experience
muy importante
there.
Allí. Y
and God
Dios allí
was there showing him
estuvo mostrándole que así como estuvo
there, that just as he was with Elijah,
Elías, iba a estar
he would
con
be
él,
with him,
con Eliseo, su sucesor.
With Elisha, his successor.
En esos momentos, él no tenía que estar viendo,
in those moments, he did not have to see them.
Y creía.
He knew and believed.
Y usted y yo,
and you and
no
I
tenemos que
do not have to be seeing anything,
sino viendo
but
que
rather
está en la escritura.
Seeing that it is
y
in the scripture.
Dios ha dicho, así es.
And that just as God
porque
said, that is how it is.
Es la palabra de Dios.
Because this is the word of God, and we believe it that way.
Es que estamos en el camino de
and
Cristo,
this is why we are on the path of Christ as members of the
Señor
church
Jesucristo,
of Lord Jesus Christ.
Porque los ángeles de Dios acampan
because the angels of God encamp around those who fear him and delivers them.
Y ahora,
and now,
Gehazi, no podía ver.
Gehazi could not
tampoco
see.
Estaba creyendo.
He was not believing either.
Y por eso no podía ver.
And that is why he could not see.
Se requiere
see,
creer
it's necessary to believe
para poder ver.
In order to see.
No ver para creer.
Seeing is not believing. That is why he said, blessed are those that believe and have not seen.
Porque si no,
because otherwise,
como decíamos ayer,
as we were saying yesterday, then anyone would do it. See, that faith is required.
Esa fe que va más allá,
that faith that goes beyond
de ver cosas físicas,
seeing physical things.
La fe escala más arriba.
Faith goes higher.
Y en este tiempo final, la fe
and
de
at this end time, our faith
de Dios,
of God's elect
está allá,
is there
mirando la séptima dimensión,
looking at the seventh
en
dimension
donde fue transportado,
where Paul
Pablo,
was transported.
Ahora sigue diciendo,
now he goes on to say
no podía ver,
he could not
en
see
la palabra de Dios está,
that it is written in the word of God
el ángel de Dios
that the angel of God had accompanied Israel
y los guió a,
with heavenly hosts, brought them out
cuando
of Egypt,
ley,
and led them to the promised land.
Fue dada por
when he gave them
ángeles,
the law, it said that the law was given by the commission of angels, angels who
ahí,
were there.
Ahí también,
we also find
de los judíos, o
among the Jewish
de los judíos, el grupo de
the
los
group of Sadducees
de Jesús,
of Jesus' time.
Y si todavía hay los
and
que
if
no
there were still
ángeles,
those who do not believe in
espíritu,
angels nor spirits,
entonces son de ese grupo,
then they are from that group.
Pero los creyentes en la palabra
but
de
the
Dios,
believers in the word of God
ángeles,
believe in angels.
Creen en espíritu,
they believe
creen
in spirits.
Santo,
they believe in the Holy Spirit.
Que el ser humano tiene espíritu,
they believe that the human being
y que
has
tiene
a spirit.
Cuerpo también.
He is a soul and he has a body too.
Padre, Hijo,
and that God
Espíritu
is Father,
Santo,
Son, and Holy Spirit.
El mismo Dios.
God himself.
Y ahora,
and now,
Dios le dice, o Eliseo le dice,
God says, or Elisha
ojos,
says,
ábrele
God,
los ojos
open
este
his eyes for him to
para
see.
Que vea. y le fueron abiertos los ojos
espirituales. Y entonces vio los montes llenos de carros de fuego, full of chariots of fire, angels, chariots of fire,
todas estas cosas.
And all of these
ahora
things.
Fue por pedido.
Now it was at Elisha's request.
Si Eliseo no llega a pedir,
if Elisha had not asked God to open his understanding,
ese mundo espiritual,
that spiritual world
sí,
to Gehazi,
no, nunca
he wouldn't, he would never have seen
en esa dimensión,
in that dimension.
Porque,
because,
primero, no
first
había
of all,
creído.
He had not believed.
Por lo tanto, le fueron abiertos los ojos.
Therefore, his eyes were opened
Eliseo.
By Elisha's faith.
Ahora vean que en la tercera etapa,
now notice that in the third pole,
en que las personas no
there will come a time when people will not have to have faith.
Con la fe,
only by the faith of that instrument
estará ahí en esa etapa,
who will be there already
ya, llamada,
in that
la
stage
etapa,
called the third pole.
Ese momento,
in that
ya,
nearly final moment
final, en donde ya para ese tiempo,
where by that time
de Dios,
God's elect
estarán,
will all be ready.
Y si alguno falta,
and if anyone is lacking
estará,
anything,
ya en la parte final,
he will already be in that final part of his preparation then.
O sea, para
meaning
tener esa fe perfecta,
to have that perfect faith.
Sigue diciendo,
he continues saying,
le ha abierto los ojos,
God has opened the spiritual eyes of the believers in
para
Christ
sin ver,
so that creer, without seeing, they may believe.
Son bienaventurados los
for blessed
que
are those
no
who have not seen, yet have believed.
Les han sido abiertos
their
los
spiritual
ojos
eyes
espirituales
have been opened
la palabra,
to see the word
está dicho,
that is spoken
y creer,
and to believe.
No necesitan ver
they don't need to literally
nada,
see anything
porque ya lo ven
because they see
en la palabra,
it in the word.
Y así es.
And that settles
miren
it.
El mensaje,
look in the message
como las alas excitan su nidal,
as the eagle stirreth her nest or their nest,
o su nidada, que fue predicado
which
por
was
el
preached
William Branham,
by Reverend William Branham
de enero del 1961,
on January 22nd, 1961.
Dice,
it tells us
en la página 21,
on page 21
de esta versión, de este folleto,
of this version, of this booklet,
y aquí es el párrafo, sería
and
el
here
párrafo
it's on
91,
paragraph, it would be 91.
Nos dice,
it tells us.
Lot era un hombre justo.
Lot was a righteous man.
La Biblia lo dice.
The Bible declares.
Pero los pecados de su gente,
but the sins
de Sodoma,
of his people and of Sodom
su alma
vexed his righteous soul daily.
Así es como lo hacen,
as it does the hearts
así es como lo hacen los corazones de los verdaderos
of true
hijos
sons
de Dios
of God today.
Lot,
Lot
había visto,
had
había
seen
visto la
the perversion
y el maltrato del
and the misuse
humano,
of the human body,
drogadictos,
dope addicts, drunkards,
y delincuencia,
and juvenile delinquents.
Pero la parentela
but Lot's kinfolk mocked at him,
se reían de él, y ellos
and they wouldn't believe
no le
creían.
Him. Oh, puedo oírlos
oh, I can hear them
de Lot,
laugh
de Lot,
at Lot,
diciendo,
saying,
como una grande ciudad como Sodoma,
how can a great city like Sodom be destroyed
con toda su fuerza y poder,
with all its might
y los adelantos,
and power
super
and super scientific advancements?
Y ellos
and they
están diciendo
are saying the same thing today.
¿Cómo puede el mundo ser destruido
how can the world
por fuego?
Be destroyed by
¿cómo
fire?
Puede llegar al final?
How can it come to an end?
Continuamente murmuraban.
On and on they prattle.
Mis queridos hermanos,
my dear brothers,
les diré cómo esto se irá.
I will tell you how it will grow out. The same word that spoke the word into existence
fuera de
will speak it out
por
of
la
existence.
Palabra del Señor,
by the word of the Lord,
fue hablado a la
it was spoken into
existencia
existence.
Por la palabra
and
del
by
Señor,
the word of the Lord,
hablará fuera de
it will be spoken out of existence.
Dios, sé misericordioso
God be merciful
pobre, miserable,
to this poor,
ciega,
wretched, blind, nación. Miserable nation.
Ha llegado a ser rica,
it has become rich
and
bien, increased with goods,
está desnuda ante Dios,
but it is naked
sabe,
before God and knows it not.
Horrible.
What a pitiful sight.
Allí,
and he writes there,
la destrucción del mundo por
the destruction
la palabra
of the world
hablada
by the spoken word
Elohim.
Of Elohim.
La destrucción del mundo
the destruction
por la palabra
of the world
de Elohim.
By the spoken word of Elohim.
sigue diciendo.
He continues to say.
Miremos.
Let us look.
A lo que tomó lugar antes.
At what took place before Sodom was crushed by God.
Quiero que ustedes noten.
I want you to notice that Sodom
por fuego.
Was blotted out by fire.
En el tiempo de Noé, el
and
mundo
in Noah's
fue
time,
destruido.
The world was blotted out with
Dios
water.
Hizo un pacto.
God made a covenant with man
no
that he would not destroy the world by water again,
pacto
but he made no covenant with man concerning the fire.
Por lo tanto,
therefore,
él puede destruir el
he can destroy the world by fire
y no quebrantar su
and
palabra.
Not break his word.
Pedro, el apóstol, vio esto
Peter,
y habló
the apostle,
de él.
Saw this and
y
spoke of it.
Izquierda,
and he writes on the left by fire because the covenant that God made with man was that he wouldn't destroy him, he wouldn't destroy the world, the human race, he wouldn't bring the divine judgment by water again. Notice, but he didn't say anything about fire. Therefore, what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah's time was showing there how the destruction would be at the end of time, where the atomic fire would be unleashed. That was a demonstration of what will happen at this time. It goes on to say, before God would destroy Sodom, he sent his angels to warn Abraham. And on the left he writes Elohim. And on the right he writes Matthew 24:34-39. Why? Because Abraham was one who lived by the word. And kept the word. That is how angels come to man. Because they keep God's word. Three angels came to Abraham and told him a godly prophet of God that God would destroy Sodom. Watch the reason for these three angels'
visits.
They were bringing the news of the last warning of destruction. And the angels
el lugar de Abraham,
left Abraham's
y
place
a Sodoma,
and went on to Sodom,
Sodoma,
to tell Sodom
del juicio
of the pending judgment.
En el libro de citas,
in the book of quotations, there on page 46,
párrafo,
paragraph
398,
nos
398,
it tells
Sodoma
us, Sodom was down here.
Estaba en Sodoma.
And Lot was in Sodom.
Y dos ángeles fueron allí,
and two angels
y les predicaron
went down
y
there
sacaron
and preached to them
pequeño,
and brought that little bitty group
virgen
out,
dormida.
Sleeping virgin.
Vamos a ir un momentito a
let's turn
Mateo.
For a moment to Matthew.
Allí,
Matthew 24,
Mateo 24,
there,
para tener esa escritura,
to have that scripture
que él allí se refirió,
that he referred to here,
Mateo 24,
Matthew 24.
Verso 34
nos dice, tells us,
de cierto os digo que
verily
no
I say unto you, this generation shall not pass
todo esto acontezca,
till all these things be fulfilled.
Y escribe, o digo,
and he draws
the
star of David on the left.
El cielo y la tierra pasarán, pero
heaven and earth
palabras
shall
no
pass
pasarán,
away, but my words
pero del día y la hora
shall not pass
sabe,
away.
Ni aun los ángeles
but
de
of that day and
no
hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. And there he draws another star of David on the left. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving into marriage, until that day that Noah entered into the ark. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also be the coming of the Son of Man be.
Ahora,
now,
en esta Biblia,
in this Bible,
acá en la, en esta otra Biblia,
here in this other Bible,
Mateo 24,
Matthew 24,
aquí,
here,
en el verso
on verse
36,
ahí a la there on the left
dibuja también allí
he also draws a cornerstone in the ages
para que tengan también ese,
so that you also have that drawing there
ese dibujo allí.
As well.
Ahora vean,
now notice.
Sigue diciendo aquí,
it continues to say here
en la página 46 del párrafo on page 398,
46 of paragraph 398.
Que lo que está escrito allí,
I will read it so that you can see what is written there.
Sodoma,
he says, Sodom was down there, and Lot was in Sodom. And two angels went down there and preached to them and brought that little bitty group out, sleeping virgin. And he writes above that, the foolish virgins are brought out by the angels, Moses and Elijah, Michael and Gabriel.
Ahora,
now,
sigue diciendo aquí,
Brother Branham
el hermano Branham
goes on to say here in the message, as eagles stir it, her nest,
dice,
where we pause,
Sodoma,
he says, Sodom,
en cambio, se rió
in return, laughed at the angels,
y aun así, hacerle
and even sought out to do evil to the angels.
O sea,
in other words,
lo que querían hacer,
what they wanted to do,
allí,
let's see there,
eso está por Genesis,
that's in Genesis.
Genesis.
Genesis
16,
vamos a ver, let's see,
17, 18, around here, 19,
that's when they already,
ya cuando está la destrucción,
once the destruction is already taking place,
Vamos a tener esta otra Biblia.
Let's have this other Bible open here too.
Abierta. Aquí.
Here.
Vean.
Notice.
En este capítulo 19.
In this 19th chapter.
Verso. Uno, vamos a ver
verse 1,
verso uno.
Let's see verse 1,
el verso uno.
Starting from verse 1,
dice, llegaron
and it
pues
says,
los dos ángeles a Sodoma,
and there came two angels
a la
to Sodom
la tarde,
at even,
y Lot
and Lot
sentado a la puerta
sat
de Sodoma,
in the gate of Sodom,
y viéndolo, Lot,
and Lot seeing them,
y viéndolos, Lot, se
and seeing them,
recibirlos.
Lot rose up to meet them,
suelo,
and he bowed himself
dijo,
with his face
señores,
towards the ground, and he said,
a casa de
behold now, my lords,
Dios,
turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house,
pies,
and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and you shall rise
camino,
up early, and go on your ways.
No,
and they said, nay, but we will abide in the streets all night.
Mas él porfió
and he pressed upon them greatly.
Y entraron en su casa,
and they turned in unto him and entered into his house, and he made them a feast and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat, because God had made
cuerpos,
Elohim had made tangible bodies for Gabriel, Michael, and he says that he made one for himself.
Pero antes que se acostasen,
but before they lay down,
o sea, de noche,
that is, it was by night,
rodearon la casa los hombres
the
de
men
la
of the city,
los varones de Sodoma,
even the men of Sodom,
pueblo junto,
compassed the house around, both old
viejo.
And young.
O sea, estaban,
that is, they were,
todos estaban dañados,
they were all
o sea, dañada su mente,
dirty minded, let's say.
Permitidos.
That
y
is, they had a dirty mind, perverted.
Y le dijeron,
and they called unto Lot, and they said unto him, where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. Now, there the word, know them, remember? In several places in the Bible, you can find where it says, and so-and-so knew his wife, or knew so-and-so, and she conceived a child. See, meaning they had relations.
Y de ella concibió,
and she conceived.
A su mujer.
He knew his wife.
Allí también,
and as it says there, too,
de José y María,
Joseph and Mary's time,
no la conoció,
it says, he knew her not,
hasta que dio luz a el niño.
She brought forth the child.
Ahora
Jesus.
Bien, de qué se está aquí refiriendo.
What it's referring to here.
Lo que querían hacer era
what they wanted to do was
algo que está en contra de
something
las leyes
that is against
divinas.
The divine laws.
Una persona que tenga esas inclinaciones así,
a person who has inclinations like that,
espíritus que tienen esas
personas, notice
no
those spirits that those people have are not of God.
Él o la persona,
and he
si es mujer,
or the person,
hombre,
whether it's a woman or a man,
está mostrando
is showing
lo que era en ese tiempo
what
de
it was like in that time of Sodom
cual,
and Gomorrah,
pues,
which, well,
pedimos a Dios que ayude
we ask God
personas
to help those people
que tengan esas inclinaciones
who have those types of tendencies.
Lo que están mostrando
because
es
what they are demonstrating is
lo que se vivió
what was lived
en ese tiempo de Sodom y
Gomorrah. In that time of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Es como
it's like
en el Perú hay lugares
there are places
donde
in Peru
llueve,
where it doesn't rain. See?
Como era en el
that shows how it was in Noah's time.
De Noé. La tierra se regaba
the ground was watered by a dew.
¿Ven?
See?
Y así mismo,
and in that same way,
en este tiempo, hay personas
there are people at this time
que buscan del mismo sexo,
who seek those of the same
y
sex.
Eso lo que nos muestra es
and what that shows us is how it was
el tiempo de Sodoma
in Sodom and Gomorrah's time.
Ahora sigue diciendo,
now it continues to say,
entonces Lot
and Lot went out
a ellos a la puerta
at the door unto them. And shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. He draws the Star of David on the right. Notice, so wickedly against those angels. Behold now, I have two daughters which have not known men. See what the word know refers to?
¿A qué se refiere? Os la sacaré fuera y así
let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as you good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came into sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now we will deal worse with thee than with them. Look at that. Meaning the bad intentions that they had there were worse then. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut the door. There he draws the Star of David on the right. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door.
Bueno, que les haya pasado.
It's good that that happened to them.
Pero ya lo que iban a recibir después era peor.
But what they would receive afterwards
y dijeron
was worse.
Los varones a Lot.
And the man said unto Lot,
¿tienes aquí alguno más?
Hast thou here any besides?
Y tus hijos y tus hijas,
son-in-laws and thy sons
en la ciudad,
and thy daughters and whatever thou hast in the city? Bring them out of this place. Notice he gave Lot's family an opportunity there. For we will destroy this place because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord. And the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. There he draws the Star of David on the left. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law.
Look,
now remember that he went out, and he was able to go out, because
todas esas personas
all those people were blinded,
y pudo
and he was able
entre medio de ellos,
to walk among them without them realizing
para
that he had gone out to warn the others,
a su yerno,
his sons-in-law.
Al rayar el alba, los
and when the morning arose,
prisa a Lot, diciendo,
then the angels passed him Lot, saying, arise,
hijas,
take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here,
que no perezcas,
lest thou be consumed
en el castigo de la ciudad,
in the iniquity of the city.
Y deteniéndose él,
And while he lingered, the man laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. There on the left of verse 15, he draws the Star of David. And he writes there, at daybreak, Lot went out, and the fire came in the morning, in the fourth watch.
Aquí
here he writes
en esta otra Biblia,
in this other Bible at the top,
Abraham es igual, la
Abraham equals the church bride,
prudentes.
The wise virgins.
Lot,
Lot
dice, Lot,
it's a little bit cut off there. He says the nominal church,
dominal, las vírgenes insensatas,
the foolish virgins.
Rayar el alba,
daybreak
es igual,
equals
rayar el séptimo milenio,
at the dawn of the seventh millennium.
Encima del verso
that's above
13,
in the heading above,
arriba,
above verse 13,
Biblia, pues,
above there.
Grande,
here in this Bible,
arriba,
well, it's big, he wrote
Abraham
above
es igual,
Abraham
la
equals
novia,
the church bride,
la virgen es prudente,
the wise virgins.
Lot, es igual,
Lot equals
la iglesia
the nominal church,
las vírgenes insensatas,
the foolish virgins.
Rayar el alba,
daybreak equals
al
at the dawn of the seventh millennium.
Comienzo,
in other words, the beginning.
Y ahí,
and there,
en esta otra,
in this other one,
arriba,
on the left side, upwards,
escribe,
in the three sentences,
alba,
he writes,
Lot salió,
at daybreak,
fuego,
Lot went out, and the fire came
mañana,
in the morning.
Bueno, bueno, dice que se fue fuego atómico.
Brother Branham says that that was atomic fire
en la cuarta vigilia,
in the fourth watch.
Ahora, seguimos aquí en donde
now, let's continue here
nos detuvimos,
where we paused.
En, estoy leyendo en, ahora el mensaje como
I'm
sea,
now reading the message
unidad,
as an eagle's spirit.
Ernest,
page 22.
Dice,
this is where I am now. He says,
Sodoma,
Sodom, in return, laughed at the angels and even sought to do evil to the angels. See? You see there? And how he narrates those moments there, what they wanted to do to the angels. Now notice what has been happening these days, which we join that family in their pain, which notice how
esos dos niños habían muerto,
those two children had died.
Y,
and
dos más,
two more.
Está en las noticias,
it's on the news.
O sea,
in other words, instead of releasing
viva, miren,
living people,
ahora,
look,
cuatro,
now they have released four
de los que están ahí,
dead among those who were
genes,
there, among the hostages.
Y,
and two of them were children. I was also seeing here that the father, well, at first they had told him that they were alive. Then they would tell him that they were dead, then alive. In other words, it was a terrible torment for that father. It says four. Hamas released the bodies of four hostages, including those of Biba's children, who were kidnapped from their home by Hamas militants more than 16 months ago. The two Argentine children became the most recognizable victims of the October 7th terrorist attacks. This is the first time that bodies are returned, and it marks a terribly emotional and somber moment for Israel and for all of us who love Israel, which there will be a heavy price to pay for what that terrorist group and every person and every government
que ha hecho la guerra,
that has waged war against Israel,
el hijo primogénito de Dios,
the firstborn of God as a nation,
lo van a pagar muy caro,
they will pay a very heavy price,
y también aquellos que
and so will those who have wronged
a la iglesia novia,
the church bride,
no tan solo en tiempo pasado,
not only in past time,
este tiempo
but
también.
Also in this time.
Y
and
que en su gracia y misericordia,
in his grace and mercy,
obre,
may God
para que
work so that those
sean libertados,
who are left may be released because we want them
vivos,
to be alive
y que regresen a sus hogares,
and to return to their homes
para que se encuentren nuevamente
to meet with their loved ones again.
Estamos brazo a brazo con
we
Israel.
Stand with Israel, hand in hand.
Y
and
Dios, en este tiempo final,
at this end time,
estará llevando a cabo
God will be carrying out
el establecimiento del
the establishment of the kingdom of the Messiah in Israel,
la restauración del reino de
the restoration
David,
of the kingdom of David,
en donde habrá paz,
of the throne of David, where there will be peace, happiness,
no solo para Israel,
not only
para
for Israel, but for the
familia,
entire human family.
Y aunque muchos
and although
desean que Israel
many wish for Israel to be destroyed and disappear,
no saben que
they don't know that God,
Dios, creador de los cielos y
the creator
de la
of the heavens and the earth with all his armies, is for and in favor
Israel,
of Israel.
Y lo está cuidando,
and he is watching over them. Although it may seem
que está en momentos,
like they are
muchas veces difíciles,
many times going through difficult moments,
pero Dios,
but God
no se ha olvidado, ni
has never forgotten
Israel.
And will never forget Israel. And that is also how it is with the church bride, the heavenly Israel. He is supporting and watching over the heavenly Israel as well. Now, also notice how they, that group, which is like a group,
el tiempo de Sodoma,
from the time of Sodom,
hay una noticia donde
there's
dice
a news item where it says that
que la mayoría de la gente lleva a sus
most
hijos
people
a ver
take their children
de fútbol, o,
to watch a soccer game or take
parque
a walk in the park.
Dice que en Gaza,
it says that in Gaza
llevan a sus hijos
they take their children
a ver cómo judíos
to see how dead Jews
y profanados
are paraded and desecrated. Now notice
ya eso
how that is
está tomando un giro,
already taking a turn.
O sea, como el enemigo de Dios,
in other words,
va imponiendo ya
how the enemy of God starts to impose certain things already.
Exhibir,
and they stand in a certain place there,
esos cuerpos,
notice, to display those bodies
para que se los lleven,
for them to be taken,
muertos,
already dead.
Miren, eso es lo que
look, that is what
va a suceder,
is going to happen to Revelation 11.
Vean cómo ya está entrando eso.
Notice how that is already starting.
Ya, humanamente,
and humanly,
y en las leyes humanas bajo
and in the human laws under the kingdom of the Gentiles,
algo normal.
It will be already something normal.
Tanto así que se enviarán hasta
so much
regalos,
so that they will even send each other gifts.
Pero,
but
se habrán metido,
they will have provoked
con
Elohim
y sus ángeles,
and his
y
angels
ejército,
and all his army,
con el creador de los cielos
the creator
y la
of the heavens and the earth,
con la iglesia novia,
with
y el
the church
hebreo,
bride and the
o sea,
Hebrew people. Meaning,
se van a dar
they will have
el tropezón,
the biggest stumble
que jamás
or take the hardest fall
de los gentiles
as the kingdom
ha recibido,
of the Gentiles has ever received. The stone cut out without hands will smite the feet of clay and iron and will break to pieces the kingdom of the Gentiles and none will be left of it. It will be total destruction and thus God will establish that kingdom of global peace in Israel. Jerusalem will be the capital. All of that is to be carried out
en esta dispensación de reino,
in this dispensation of the kingdom,
él ha venido como juez,
where he has come as judge,
como rey,
as king,
y estará siendo establecido ese reino,
and that kingdom of the Prince Messiah will be established, because he is no longer Lamb of God. He is Lion of the tribe of Judah, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In his coming work, we join the family of these people, of these children, this woman and this other man who have been released dead, which they will pay a very high price for it. That whole movement and every movement and every government that is against Israel and against the church bride as well. It continues to say here on page 22.
De este mensaje, como las
of this message, as the eagle stirreth her nest.
Oh, de la misma manera, las así
how like the so-called churches of the world today,
un real hombre de Dios,
a real God-sent man will come into their city, and they will seek to do him evil and hurt him rather than stand behind him and back him up and support him and pay heed to the message. Notice clearly there that is fully fulfilled in Revelation 11, where God is operating that ministry of Moses and Elijah. But the Bible says that they will be like that, speaking of the last days expressly. Men will be lovers of the things of the world, petty, high-minded, truth-breaking, false accusers, divisors of those who are good. In other words, notice, every child of God desires to please God. Every child of God desires to reflect the sixth dimension. And notice that those false accusers and those despisers of what is good, of what is good before God, are against the person wanting and desiring to reflect the sixth dimension. Because it is just like what happened in the days of Noah, in the days of Lot.
Usted dice,
you say,
hermano Branham,
Brother Branham,
esas personas deben ser comunistas.
Those people must be communists.
Ellos no,
no
lo son.
They are not.
Ellos son los
they are the so-called Christians,
teniendo apariencia de piedad,
having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, denying the last day message. And there on the right he draws a cornerstone, the ages, and an arrow towards the cornerstone, or a line, and he circles last day. And he underlines that there, denying, he underlines that a lot there, denying the last day message, and he circles last day. And he writes on the right, upward, in 1, 2, 3, 4 lines, he writes, the message of the last day, 7th age, 7th dispensation, and 7th millennium. The message of the last day, the 7th age, 7th dispensation, and 7th millennium. No, they're not. They are the so-called Christians, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, denying the last day message, denying the supernatural, refusing to pay heed. Refusing to pay heed. But how blessed to rest in God and to believe and to be rewarded as with Lot and Noah, chosen by our faithfulness and His grace to escape. Have you ever read the word this way concerning the great flood? Before one drop of rain fell to earth, Noah went into the ark, and before one ball of fire fell from heaven on Sodom, Lot was taken out of Sodom. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, and as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in our day of the coming of the Son of Man. And there on the right he draws the Star of David, and he writes upward, the coming of the Son of Man.
La escritura está en la pared, iglesia.
The handwriting is on the wall. Church, wake up.
La escritura está en la pared.
If the writing is on the wall,
próximo, entonces,
how close then is the rapture of the church?
Piensa en eso.
Think of it.
Noé entró
Noah went into the ark for safety.
Y Lot
and Lot came out of Sodom for the same
razón.
Reason.
Uno entró,
one came out,
otro salió.
The other went in.
¿De qué esto tipo?
What is this a type of?
¿O de qué es tipo esto?
Bien, or this is type
yo lo
of what?
Grabé en mi corazón.
Well, I pictured in my heart as this.
Es un tipo de la iglesia
saliendo it is a type
del mundo
of the church coming out of the world for safety
y entrando dentro
and going into the ark
Cristo
of Christ
para navegar
to sail
hacia la gloria.
On to glory.
Noé
Noah
entró al arca para
went into
salvación.
The ark of safety.
Cristo es el arca de salvación.
And Christ is
escribe
the ark
a la
of safety.
Derecha, arca, Cristo.
He writes on the right, ark, Christ.
Esto,
and remember this,
que el granizo
before
y la
the hail and the
y
darkness
la
and death
Egipto,
swept over Egypt,
Israel,
Israel
hizo su camino hacia
made her
Gosen,
way to Goshen,
donde había luz.
Where there was light.
Hombres y mujeres,
men and women,
ahora,
listen to me now,
antes de que el día venga,
before the day comes,
sea dejado sobre
and you're left here upon the earth
juicio,
in darkness and judgment, run as hard as you can to the ask of safety, receive his message of mercy.
Apresúrense.
Hurry,
dijo el ángel,
said the angel,
eso,
and escape hither,
no puedo hacer nada
for I can do nothing till
salir.
Thou hast come out.
El juicio no
judgment
puede venir.
Cannot come.
Rusia tiene un
has a missile
que nos pondrá en cama
that will put us
muerte.
On our deathbed.
Russia destruirá
will destroy
los Estados Unidos de América,
the United States
con una
of America
bomba atómica,
with an atomic bomb,
la cual tiene su nombre,
which has its name on it.
¿Qué es eso hablando nacionalmente?
What is it speaking of nationality and spirituality?
Está hablando
God is speaking to his church
salir porque no puedo
to come
hacer
hither,
nada
for I can do nothing till thou hast come out.
Dios esperando por
God
su
waiting
iglesia
for his church to break down their denominational barriers and come together for a real outpouring of Holy Spirit
para levantar
to lift his church
hacia la gloria.
To glory.
Y ahí dibuja
and there he draws
angular a la izquierda,
a cornerstone
y a
to the
la
left.
Derecha escribe Apocalipsis 4,
and on the right he writes Revelation 4,
no puedo hacer 1. Nada hasta que ustedes
I can do nothing till
allá.
You come thither.
Debemos venir juntos
we must come together
para que su poder nos una
that he might
en
unite
un solo
us into one body and rapture us
de la destrucción del mundo.
Before world destruction. And on the left he writes
Rusia, y
Russia
el
and he also writes the rapture.
Él los está visitando hoy.
He is visiting you today, church, in mercy.
Recuerden
remember
la página,
the page that
que corresponde al párrafo
pertains to paragraph
183, que es la página
183,
22,
which is page 22,
donde él dice,
where he says that
que el Hijo del Hombre,
the Son of Man
se ha revelado por unos
has been revealed
años
for
the
past few years in mercy.
Y él dice que la siguiente
and he says
será en el
that
juicio,
the next time will be in judgment. And the nations
de su día de gracia,
that forgot their way of grace
día de gracia más bien,
or their day of grace
gracia,
rather he says of their grace
su manera de gracia, su día de gracia más bien, o sea,
send their way of
grace
their day of grace rather way meaning under the dispensation of grace
hoy,
he is visiting you today church
él,
in mercy and while he is pay heed and receive his message come hither away
humana,
from these man-made Babylonian walls of man-made denomination. Run away from man-made theology and creed. Run to the middle of God's grace and scream for mercy, for it is the blood of His Son that will save you. Get away from your old doubting nature, your superstition. Pay heed and flee to the middle of His grace and live. For I say unto you, the walls of man-made denomination will crumble and perish with the unbelieving world.
Pero el justo Lot,
the righteous Lot and righteous Noah were taken out, and so will the church of the living God will be taken out. If you pay heed, you will not see one atomic bomb, and not one weapon of destruction will come nigh you. You will be safe in God's great kingdom. Can't you feel the pull of God's Spirit trying to get you away from all that is man-made in a slumbering church to keep you by His living Spirit? There on the right, he writes, pull. Blessed be the Lord. He is opening our eyes. We are coming forth. Dear God, revive us as we come hither. There he writes, Noah and Lot equals the foolish virgins. Now he continues to say, our brother William, continues to say here in this message that we are reading the influence of the heavenly dimension over the earthly realm. And when we are transformed, then that dimension will be fully open to us. And if God allows us, that He may open our spiritual eyes, physically, spiritual eyes, to see with our own eyes the dimension of the angels, well, we will thank God too. But first, we believe it, as it is in the Word. And in the message, why it had to be shepherds, on page 2, Reverend William Branham tells us here, page 2 at the bottom, he says, now, that same thing was here when Adam was here. Television was here when Elijah sat on Mount Carmel. It was here when Martin Luther, that young priest, threw the communion on the floor and said, it's kosher, and the just shall live by faith. It was here then, but we are just now finding it. He's talking about television. And it also so that in the presence tonight is God, angels, supernatural beings that unseen to our natural sense of sight. But someday, it'll be a reality just as television is now and just as common. Now, that is why I believe the Word. See? Because you don't have to see to believe. The elect of God believes with all his heart and knows and is aware that the angels of God encamp around those who fear him and delivers them, the angels of the children of God. Meaning that the elect of God doesn't have to see to believe the work that God is carrying out. And he says there, God allows us to see at that time, he says, physically with our spiritual eyes, meaning to see in these bodies, to allow God's elect to see. How many are with us? Well, we will thank God. But notice, we believe in the promises, and we don't have to see to believe. And he continues to say, then later on, perhaps in the third pole, which will be fulfilled in a great tent cathedral, there we'll probably see that next to, beside every believer in Christ, there's an angel, a guardian angel. We will see that next to every believer in Christ, there is an angel, his guardian angel. And in the message, Christ is a mystery of God revealed. It tells us on page 85, it says, Brother Branham, glory, that great angel of the covenant, that one who was with Moses in the wilderness, that one who came to Paul on the road to Damascus, that same one permitted his picture to be taken with us. The same one that was in the picture in the Life magazine the other day. The same word, by the same God, through the same channels, by the same way, by the same promise, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in their midst. Él está then aquí. He is here.
Los ángeles de Dios están
the angels of God
de los que le temen.
Are encamped about those who fear
eso
him.
Es alrededor de aquellos que confían
that hangs only to his word.
En su palabra.
No man can respect
ningún
that word without fearing God.
A la palabra sin tener temor de
no
Dios.
Man can respect that word
escribe
without
derecha,
fearing God.
Temor de
and
Dios.
He writes up words on the right,
y
fear of God.
Escribe ahí en el párrafo abajo,
and he writes there in the paragraph below, the angels of God are encamped
de
about
tres puntos,
suspension marks.
Y ahí abajito también,
and there, below, he also writes those who fully trust
su palabra.
His word.
Y encima de ese párrafo
and above that
que
paragraph,
leímos,
which we read,
escribe a la izquierda,
he writes on the left,
de fuego,
the pillar of fire.
Y encima
and above, he writes,
el ángel del pacto es igual,
the angel of the covenant equals
Apocalipsis 10,
Revelation 10, 1-11.
Y encima de esa oración, varias escrituras.
And several scriptures on top of that sentence.
Ahora sigue diciendo nuestro hermano William.
Now, our brother William goes on to say,
dice, después más adelante, quizás en la tercera etapa,
then later on, perhaps in the third pole, which will be fulfilled in a great tent cathedral, there we'll probably see that beside every believer in Christ, there is an angel, his guardian angel, and that when they are gathered at service, not only do we count the physical body, but the angels are there as well. So whenever there is a multitude, let's say of 100, 500, 1,000, or 10,000, it is multiplied by 2 or more. Now look, when we've had activities where there are 50, 100 people, notice, he says that it is multiplied by 2 or more. When we have had activities with 5,000, 6,000 people, now you can see how many more there are in those activities. And when we have an activity of 10 or 12 or 13,000 people or 14,000 people, now you know how many more are there. He says it is multiplied by 2 or more. In other words, the audience that we have in the activities that we are carrying out in this third pole is a very large audience. Not only those who are there present in that activity, those who are connected through the satellite and the internet, and those who are also in the sixth dimension, plus the angels and all the angels that are accompanying each elect of God. Now look at this great multitude that accompanies us, which is from the invisible world.
Ahora sigue diciendo nuestro hermano William.
Now, our brother William continues to say, the heavenly hosts accompany the believers in Christ, and when they gather, the heavenly hosts are gathered there as well, those which accompany the believers in Christ. Look, in a message where he spoke to us, it was on December 31st, 2013. It was an end-of-year activity in Calle, Puerto Rico, it says. The faith for the rapture is a promise for all those who will be transformed. The great voice of trumpet, the last trumpet, all that is a promise for those who will be transformed and for those who died, who will be resurrected in glorified bodies. Even the great tent cathedral is a promise for those who will be transformed. It's a promise for those who will be sitting there receiving the word and receiving all the blessings that God will pour out in that stage. Just as we saw God, the glory of God, the presence of God in the tabernacle of Moses, in the temple of King Solomon, which King Solomon built, we have seen the glory of God on different occasions. Likewise, we will see the glory of God in the great tent cathedral that Reverend William Branham saw. And we will also see the glory of God manifested in all its fullness. In each one of the believers of the last day who will be transformed. In another message, which was in 2016, on January 3rd, 2016, titled, it will be according to the divine vision, which was on Sunday in Calle Puerto Rico, says, regarding to the 10th vision, we find that it is a very great promise, and wherever that vision is fulfilled, because it has to be fulfilled in some country, wherever that vision is fulfilled, there will be great blessings from God for all the people who will be there and for those who will be connected, tuned in, listening to the preaching. Listening to what? Well, if there is preaching, then there must be a preacher, a messenger. And listening to everything that will be happening, and seeing everything that will be happening in that place. In other words, they will not have to be present either, because through the internet, through satellites, through television, and so on, it will reach the different countries. The fulfillment of that vision will fulfill the third pole, which will be the stage of the world, where the spoken world will be bringing great blessings for all the people of God, not only in the country where the tent vision will be fulfilled, but for all the countries, all nations, all individuals who will be watching and listening to everything that will be happening in that place. They will also be accompanying with hymns that will be sung in that place. Now notice how the third pole is a blessing for all those who will be transformed. And he says, for all those who will be sitting there, and those who will be connected via satellite and internet and other means of communication. Not for those who are in houses in other places and gathered in other congregations which aren't connected with the tent. As simple as that. And Paul, notice what Paul told us in Hebrews chapter 10. Let's see here. Verse 23 of chapter 10.
De Hebreos,
of Hebrews,
dice el apóstol Pablo,
the Apostle Paul says,
firmes,
let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works.
Y a las buenas obras. Lo que leímos allí.
Notice what we read there.
Aquellos que no les gusta,
those who don't like
las buenas obras de Dios,
the good works of God
que los hijos de Dios hagan,
that the children of God do.
O sea,
in other words,
que el compañerismo
the fellowship
la palabra,
around the word
en las actividades,
in the activities
lo que Dios nos da,
and all that God gives us
para enseñanza,
is for teaching,
para corrección,
for
la
correction,
casa de Dios
because the house of God
corregir, Dios
is for God
palabra,
through his word to correct his children and lead them
la voluntad
to do the will of God.
De Dios, como él enseñó,
as he taught
his disciples
to pray on that occasion, thy will be done as it is in heaven, so on earth. For that is what God does from age to age and from dispensation to dispensation. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Notice, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. But notice, there was a time when, due to that pandemic, the entire world was on lockdown. But notice, there was that lockdown in which it had to be done by satellite or internet, those broadcasts. But notice what happened afterwards. Well, we went back to gathering again, because that is a divine order, that the children of God have fellowship with each other. Not make it seem like or say, it's fine to stay in your houses, because a person can be at their home because they are sick, recovering, or due to a certain situation, and God sees their heart. But if you're at your home because you don't want to attend the place of gathering, well, they could tell you, you who are over there, don't worry. As long as you're connected with me, you can listen. That is against the scriptures. And you're adding on, adding to, or taking away from the word in one of those ways, where the person is not being led by divine order, which was already plainly spoken, that from the great Saint Cathedral, God would be giving the rapture and faith. Those angels of God would be in the midst of that people who are being prepared, not only in the place where everything is happening, but in the other places that are tuning in, and also in the places where the third pole, which is the word, is moving at this end time. That is where those heavenly hosts are accompanying the children of God.
No quite la vista.
Do not take your eyes off the pillar of fire.
No quite la vista del Espíritu
Santo. Don't take your eyes off the Holy Spirit at this point time.
Hay una sola voz.
There is only one voice.
¿Miren ustedes cómo?
And notice how,
en el tiempo,
in the time
en donde el hermano
where Brother Branham
estuvo viendo
was seeing everything that was happening
allí,
there,
que hubo predicación,
that there was preaching, and everything relevant
a lo que estaba ya
to what was already established in those activities that were being carried out,
él
he was
allí
there
porque él bajó luego
because
con el ángel,
later he came down
y estaba
with the angel,
el instrumento también.
And the instrument was there as
ahora
well.
Vean cómo todo
now notice how all of that
en este
is being fulfilled
de una manera tan
at this end time in such a simple way.
Ustedes,
because notice, we have Brother Branham in our midst.
Y usted me dice, pero
and you say to me, but how do we have Brother Branham in our midst?
Bueno, el mensaje,
well, the
el
message
son los
and the messenger are the same.
Y
and
ahí está la plataforma,
there's the platform,
el fundamento,
the foundation
de lo que
of what
este mensajero
this messenger
está llevando a cabo.
Is carrying
y
out.
También por otro lado
and on the other hand,
al
we also
ángel,
have the message
el cual está con
of the angel
también,
who is also with us in the third pole. And we also have
el hijo del hombre con sus
the son of man with his angels.
Ahí está la aclamación, voz
there's
de
a shout, the voice
de
of archangel and the trumpet of God, as simple as that.
En un hombre,
and all in a man.
Reverendo William Branham,
Reverend William Branham says
en el mensaje,
in the message
el rapto, vamos
the rapture,
a ver,
let's
aquí,
see if I have it here
en donde
where
él
he tells us
nos dice, vamos a ver aquí, si,
let's see if I can find it quickly here.
Rapidito. Página 25
page
del
25
del rapto,
of the message the rapture he says
dice ahora en la aclamación, Jesús
a shout.
Ejecuta las tres
Jesus
cosas
does all
en su
three of them when he
es una aclamación,
descending.
Es el mensaje.
A shout. What is
primero,
a shout? It's a message going forward. First,
una
and there on the left he draws a cornerstone and writes,
AM,
from 6 to 9 a.m.,
vida,
the living bread of life bringing forth the bride.
Ahora, Dios,
now, God has a
cosas.
Way of doing things.
Y él nunca
and he never changes his policy. He never changes. He's an unchanging God. And on the left he writes, God will do it by a prophet, all three things, because this final messenger of God, the anointed one of God, in whom God is operating the ministries of Jesus, Moses, and Elijah, notice, he has all three things, and there is Brother Branham, the angel, and the instrument. See how simple everything is? Now, later on,
estarán los tres juntos,
all three will be together
físicamente,
physically
con cuerpos glorificados,
in glorified bodies ahí. There.
Pero antes,
but before that,
están en una forma,
notice that they are in a certain
en la cual,
way,
en la página 42,
which on page 42,
y ya estamos entrando aquí a algo,
and we're getting into something here,
en donde,
let's,
vamos a ver cómo,
let's see how
podemos
we can
verlo,
see it,
hasta donde
perhaps,
podamos abrir esa parte ahí, tan
up to the point that we can open that very important part there of what is happening.
42, 345,
on page 42, paragraph 345,
dice,
it says,
Mateo 17, muy
Matthew 17.
Bien, y de seis días,
all right,
Jesus
after six days,
Pedro, Santiago,
Jesus takes
Juan,
Peter,
en una alta
James, and John in a high mountain apart
ellos,
and was transfigured before them.
Sol,
and his face did shine as the sun.
Él fue
and his raiment was white
se
as the light.
La
he was transformed. What did he do? Passed himself into transformation
montaña,
over into his coming day. They taken Jesus up on the mountain and he taken them up. And he was transfigured before them, transformed. His raiment shined like the sun in the midst of its strength. And there appeared unto him Moses and Elijah. What form is the Son of Man coming in now? And first will appear with Moses and Elijah. Now notice, before Jesus returns to the earth, now this is a little ahead of time, but the spirit of Elijah will return back to the earth and turn the hearts of the children back to the Father. The Bible said so. Jesus saw him there. The apostles saw him there. The order of the coming of the Son of Man glorified. He's to be glorified and coming back. The first thing before they saw him was what? Elijah. Then what? Moses. Israel returning yonder. The law keepers. And then the glorified Son of Man. Hallelujah. Do you see the order of his coming? And there he writes, the coming of the Son of Man, glorified. On the right, upwards. And above, he also writes, adoption. He draws a cornerstone. And he also writes, Moses and Elijah, the coming of the kingdom. Now notice, all of that is what God is opening, which is the seventh seal, being opened to the church bride, which is given by the thunders, which contain that rapturing faith, that translation faith. Now notice, here where we paused,
a
little further into the same message, in the fulfillment, I'm going back to the message, the influence of the heavenly dimension over the earthly realm. In the fulfillment of the tenth vision, there will be such a great influence from the heavenly dimension that the Reverend William Branham said that the angel of the covenant and the pillar of fire, the same pillar of fire that led the Hebrew people, delivered and led them through the wilderness, and will be there. And the angel who accompanied the Reverend William Branham will be there too. He saw all of that. Now we have already seen how the two of them are going to be there. Notice how simple everything is. And everything is so simple that many people can overlook it, but not the elect. They will not be deceived.
Así que la influencia
so
de la
the influence of the heavenly dimension will be at its strongest in the fulfillment of the promise of the tenth vision. The influence will be so great that our faith will rise to such a degree that we will have the faith to be transformed and taken with Christ to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We believe it in the word that was spoken by the Holy Spirit through the prophets of the Old Testament and of the New Testament, among which are St. Peter, St. Paul, each messenger, Reverend William Branham, and so on.
Los ángeles,
the angels
de Dios,
of God.
Nos ponemos en pie,
let us stand
y dejamos así en este
and thus
tema, los ángeles de Dios,
the subject,
the a nuestro
God,
preciado,
our dear brother,
hermano y amigo,
and friend,
el doctor,
Dr.
William
Soto Santiago.